Head to Head, written by Gverrit and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Supergirl. Relationship, Kara Danvers / Lena Luthor. Rating, explicit. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Sometimes Gorgons just wanna have fun. From the author notes. Got this ask. Do you think Medusas have snake pubes, and if so, would you get a face full of snake noses kisses when you ate one out? And could not resist. Thus, snake pube smut. Lena stared in fascinated delight at the writhing mass draining underneath the fabric of Kara's boxer briefs. She could make out several individual snake heads poking and rubbing against the fabric, independent of each other and of Kara's own restless wriggling. The visual was so alien and shockingly erotic in its unfamiliarity. But at the same time, this was just Kara. This was all just a part of her lover, and felt, consequently, intimately familiar and infinitely beloved. If Lena had had concerns that she'd struggle with the sexual aspects of her relationship with Kara, she could certainly put them to rest. She just wanted, so, so badly, to touch. Can I touch? Kara replied. Her eyes grew shut, hips pressing into the mattress. Lena let out a breathy laugh. They won't bite?
Not you,
Kara forced out, her voice strangled. Lena bent her head and let out a hot breath against Kara's underwear. Several heads perked up toward her.
I like you too,
Lena murmured to the snakes. She kissed the tops of their tiny, obscured heads through the boxers. They rubbed up against her lips. Lena drew back, laughing. Kara's eyes were open now. She was watching her. Lena took a moment to watch back. Kara was breathtaking like this, sprawled out on the bed, totally bare except for her twitching boxers, her head of snakes undulating languidly on the pillow. Every part of her in compulsive motion, except for the wrists cuffed to the bedframe, her entire powerful, restless body anchored by that single point of immobility. The cuffs were leather, worn and comfortable. Lena had, play-tested them plenty. Kara had both hands wrapped around the nylon rope, thumb running over the texture of the weave. One purposeful tug from her would easily snap it, but Kara wasn't tugging. Lena cupped Kara's crotch carefully in her hand, watching Kara's face crunch up adorably, feeling the sleekly muscled bodies moving against her palm, supple and alive.
Don't worry, she told Kara. You're still my favorite dickhead.
Kara let out a choked little laugh. Lena felt Kara's eyes on her as she shuffled back on the bed so she could kiss Kara's belly, one finger hooking lazily inside the inner seam of the boxer's leg. Lena dragged her tongue along Kara's linear alba, stuffing two more fingers into her underwear and tugging down. Kara made a breathy little sound, abs bunching under Lena's mouth and half a dozen tiny tongues wisping against her knuckles in greeting. Lena leapt at Kara's navel, bunching the boxers in a fist and dragging them down her thighs. She nibbled and sucked at the skin underneath, feeling the resistance of the muscle, and Kara bent her knees and kicked her underwear to the floor. Lena dug her fingertips into Kara's thigh, nudged her knees apart with her shoulder, and lifted her head to look at her properly. Knees bent and spread apart, Kara's pussy was swollen and decadent, haloed by several dozen tiny, delicate snakes, and it was glistening. The snakes were the same golden brown as the ones on her head, but like baby-sized. Lena cooed.
You are the cutest, she told the snake seriously.
Kara made a noise above her, and Lena glanced up to see her still gripping the rope, the snakes on her head twisting restlessly.
Jealous? Lena asked. I'm just kinda...
Kara stumbled, flushed, squirmy, and stuttering. She was such a fucking turn-on.
Yeah.
Lena pressed a firm, lingering kiss to Kara's hip bone. Her eyes returned to Kara's pussy, drooping open, begging to be fucked.
You're so beautiful. Good to go?
Kara nodded hurriedly, the snakes nodding with her. Lena buried her smile in the join of groin and thigh. She licked along the seam, tongue flat, snakes tickling her cheek, and dug fingertips into Kara's thigh when she groaned. She kissed the inside of Kara's thigh, open and sloppy, and nuzzled her face into the stickiness of her own saliva, luxuriating in the physicality, the sensuality of unclean, marked skin. "I'm going to leave you filthy," she told Kara. "I'm going to make such a mess of you."
Kara made a noise in her throat, and Lena heard the headboard creak. If Kara tore out her restraints now, Lena wouldn't mind. Maybe she'd reach out and stuff a fist in Lena's hair, tuck her between her legs where she wants her mouth. Maybe she'd run a gentle finger along Lena's hairline, search out her hand and interlace their fingers. But Kara didn't snap her restraints. She just squirmed a little in place, in impatience or anticipation, so Lena blew on her pussy and heard her gasp.
"Color?" Lena asked.
"Super-duper turbo green," said the super-duper turbo dork.
Lena turned her face to where her fingers dug into unbruisable skin. She relaxed her grip anyway, stroked a thumb along the swell of inner thigh, felt it tremble, kissed where the caress ended. She nosed gently at Kara's pussy, and a handful of snakes nosed back. Lena fought a smile as she licked a broad stroke to the side of Kara's outer lips, tasting the salt of sweaty skin and just a hint of arousal. The smell was intense, and it ran her through with desire. She pressed a closed-lipped kiss fully to Kara's cunt, painting her mouth in wetness. She moved her lips in wordless supplication and finally darted out her tongue for a taste. Kara was heady, rich, and salty and musky like a human, but bright and almost spicy in a way Lena had never experienced, and she felt drunk on the strange and potent taste of her. She sucked Kara's inner lips into her mouth, rolling them gently against her tongue, feeling the texture of them, the heat of the swollen tissue. She made involuntary noises into Kara's pussy, and Kara keened an answer, a primally satisfying sort of call and response. Lena laved her tongue over Kara's pussy, pushing inside with the tip, arousal dripping down her chin. Kara shifted beneath her, spreading her knees further apart and lifting up her ass. Lena pressed her thumb against Kara's asshole, pressure without penetration. Kara's pussy fluttered against Lena's face, clutching at her mouth. Lena rubbed over her asshole, slick from the wetness that had dribbled down, massaging it in. Kara keened. Lena reached blindly for the lube, heretofore unneeded, squirting it fumblingly into her hand while struggling to maintain the rhythm of her tongue. Kara pushed against her fingertip, and Lena moaned into her cunt. She felt like a bit of an idiot, fumbling inexpertly as she was. It was all worth it when Lena had her finger in Kara's ass, could hear her muffled moans, had she bitten her own arm, and felt the heat and resistance of the muscle enveloping her finger. Swirling her finger and tongue in tandem, Lena sunk into a mesmerized, narrowed sort of concentration, egged on by Kara rocking her hips into her mouth and hand. When Kara's breath started coming faster, short and shallow, interspersed with these thrilling little grunts, Lena turned her attention to Kara's clit, which had only received glancing attention until now. She started slow, broad, gentle circles with her tongue, curling the finger in Kara's ass to hear her breath hitch. When Kara lifted her hips clear of the bed, pressing against Lena's face, Lena licked over it directly, a smooth, confident stroke.
"Fuck!"
Kara gasped above her. Lena grinned. The snakes were writhing uncoordinated against her face, and Lena had to close her eyes to avoid getting poked in the eye with her cute little snake nose. She licked to the side of Kara's clit and closed her lips around it. Kara was trembling beneath her, struggling despite her strength to keep her ass off the bed, so Lena pressed her down to the mattress and sucked. Kara came in Lena's mouth, with Lena's finger in her ass. The tiny little snakes gave Lena tiny little snake kisses as she licked lazily up Kara's cunt, avoiding the clit. Kara was still wet enough to slurp, so Lena did, and heard Kara's gorgeous, breathless laugh above her. Then she heard groaning metal followed by a snap, and felt a large, warm, beloved hand slide into her hair, stroking her in tandem with the snakes. Slowly, reverently, Lena slid her finger out of Kara's ass, let her hand curl against the sheets. Kara's smell suffused her entirely. She let her eyes slide shut, turning her head to rest her cheek on Kara's thigh. Her jaw was sore, and her lower face was soaked. Several snakes twisted sideways, following her to keep kissing her face. Lena grinned.
"I love you," she said.
"Okay, I get it. You can stop fawning over my pubes any time now.
Kara still sounded a little breathless. Very gratifying.
Lena rolled her head to trap Kara's hand between her skull and Kara's thigh, then tipped up her chin to press a sticky wet kiss to Kara's wrist.
I meant you, this time.
Kara's legs wrapped around her.
Come up here.
With a last careful kiss to the tiny tops of the snake's heads, Lena dragged herself up Kara's body. She was so beautiful, flushed and bare, one arm still hanging from the headboard, grip loosened from around the rope, fingers splayed open.
Hi, Lena said to her.
Kara surged up and meshed her face against Lena's with almost juvenile urgency, kissing her sloppily, artlessly, licking over her cum-sticky lips with relish.
How embarrassing for her, Lena thought, and whimpered into her mouth.
Kara pressed closer, and Lena felt the blunted edge of teeth.
Love you too,
Kara gasped and went back to the kissing. The bigger, more muscular snakes at her head rubbed against Lena's cheeks, wrapped over her shoulder, almost like a hug. Lena nuzzled closer.
Fucking a gorgon sure had its strange, strange benefits.
What are you thinking right now?
Kara asked.
That fucking a gorgon sure has its strange, strange benefits, Lena said, and Kara laughed.
And that your snakes are so cute, and that I feel so good, and that I like you so much.
Did I get downgraded to like suddenly? Kara mumbled, wrapping Lena tight in both legs and one arm.
Is it 'cause I haven't made you come?
I like you and I love you. You're the best, said Lena, who was in an altogether embarrassingly sappy mood.
How is this possible when I crunched all the numbers and know irrefutably that you are, in factual fact, the best?
Lena nuzzled into the warmth of Kara's neck. Kara's snake settled around her, stilling at last.
Super duper turbo dork, she murmured.
You know it, said Kara.
She tucked her other hand free, laying it on Lena's back, and now, cocooned entirely within every one of Kara's many, many limbs, Lena drifted off to sleep. The end.